The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Just flew into town tonight. Lady Luck was on our flight.
Robert Goulet.
I had a bite to eat.
Sing it, Bobby.
At Gino's down the street. And now this welcome sight.
He would have loved Donald Trump. Bob Goulet.
Glad to see you're born again.
I can see Bob Goulet singing at a Trump rally.
Atlantic City, my old friend.
Taj Mahal.
Be there when I bet on 10. I bet on you.
I love it. There's Robert Goulet. Rest in peace, Robert Goulet, one of the great entertainers of our time. Really, truly like that. I'm looking. Thank you, Tom DiNapoli. I'm with James Rosen. How great is James Rosen, by the way?
Oh.
And by the way, Mr. DiNapoli did a great job today and doing great things for New York State. James Rosen, I could talk to that guy about anything. I hope James Rosen may very well absorb all that's happening in this administration and come out with the definitive book on this administration. There's the guy that should write it.
I couldn't agree with you more. He is one of the you could throw a question about the Beatles at him,
and he
answers it with the expertise of a music historian. Then you ask him a question about Staten Island versus Brooklyn pizza. He answers that with the expertise of a culinary artist.
Pull out a Caves reference.
The guy knows about journalism. He knows about politics. He knows about foreign policy.
To say I shook Noel Redding's hand. I mean, that was bing, got it.
Yeah.
He's like you, Frankie Fibbles.
No, Staten Island thing. But I will tell you, when he was in middle school, he had a teacher whose name was Frank Morano. And that Frank Morano is a friend of mine. He's the chairman of Community Board 3. And he said when James Rosen was in seventh grade, he was exactly the same. He would collect all these, I think it was Newsweek or Time magazines, and just compile his own collections of stories about Watergate.
I wonder if he'd come on the radio station. I mean, not that we could afford him in any way, but I would love a James Rosen introspective radio show.
Well,
that would be great.
Oh, first of all, it would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Second, he would probably foolishly want to get paid.
Wait a minute.
Right. Hold on a second here. Have you seen the other people that fill in? They don't get paid.
Joey Benefit, how are you? Hey, I got a tuxedo. You got a charity? I'm coming. I'm looking for the tweet.
James Rosen is a national treasure.
Yeah, he really is. And we appreciate James always taking the time to join us on the Piscopo Show. Before we go to the tweet I'm looking for, Al, I have to read. This is the best, and I love you. It's 8 minutes after nine. Believe me, there's a litany of news that we'll get into. But hey, Joe, how are you? I'm a friend of Vinny Recuglia. I used to drive around with him during all of his early stops. Anyway, I love that. I love that. And anyway, AT&T sells a mini tower which brings a signal and Wi-Fi right into your home. Yeah. I used it when I lived upstate for a year and it works. Boom! Thank you. This is from Joseph. Thank you, Joseph.
I'm gonna more
listen.
Money on junk.
Huh? No, I'll get it.
I'm gonna buy it. It's gonna work for one day. You're gonna be so excited.
Stu,
this is great.
Uncle
I can do all
Stu.
This. Still, why isn't this working?
Yeah.
I don't know, Joe. I don't get it.
Yeah, here's another tweet from Charles, our buddy Charles. The Caves were awesome. The Doors were only together for 14 months. Wow. Rosen, best De Niro impression ever. Hey, so tell me, where's Bridget? Bridget found out where I'm going. I love Bridget.
Yeah, Bridget Guzzi.
She's one of our most endearing listeners. We love her dearly. She's still married, right? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Robert. So what did she find out? She found out where I'm going?
She found the page Bronx Little Italy on Facebook, and I copied the picture and I tweeted it to you.
Apparently
the Feast of St. Anthony takes place tonight.
Saint Anthony.
Through Sunday, June 17th.
Yeah.
And it's
the Feast of St. Anthony?
Feast of St. Anthony. Exciting new rides, amusements, mega raffles.
The Feast of Anthony's today.
Sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
Homemade ice.
Jerome's going to take care of me with the
cannolis. Wednesday, Joe Piscopo.
Oh, it says
Thursday,
that.
Francesco Castellone.
He's very, Francesco's great, by the way.
Albanian Ensemble. Yep. Friday, Alfio. I don't know who Alfio is.
Yeah, no, Alfio's got a great voice. He's a great singer. Okay. Great singer.
Saturday, Vanessa Rocci.
You know what? I'm in good company.
Yeah. So tonight, by the way,
is Joe Piscopo.
Can you tweet that? Retweet that because I'm not getting it.
I tweeted it to you.
I have an Apple device. Nothing comes. Nothing works.
Anyway.
People want to go. Frank Volpe, our great sales guy who is from the Bronx originally, he says you're going to be at 187th Street and Arthur Avenue off Fordham Road.
Thank you.
That's the location.
Thank
you. If you want more information.
I do want more information.
Visit Our Lady Mount Carmel BX.org or call 718-295-3770 for details, updates, and directions.
Joe's writing down the phone number.
Oh, I know he is because he's actually going to call.
Yeah.
And so will listeners. 718-295.
For listeners that
popping
go.
377.
Thank you, Bridget. We love you.
Yes. For listeners that go, they should keep in mind that Joe's not getting paid tonight. Right. So if you want to tip him a couple of bucks, if you see him.
Can I take a second collection?
Don't hand him a Zeppelin. Can we take taking a bite
can
of
we
it
take,
with sticky
Can
fingers?
We take a second collection? Can we pass that? You have a collection like this?
I don't think
any ushers from Our Lady of Mount Carmel? No.
No, everything.
Make the donation to the church. I'm happy to.
Hold the Duracell in your hand while people are walking up to you and give them a spritz.
Like the president. He has a guy that walks around like
Everybody gets tipped. Why shouldn't you get tipped?
Right.
No, because we wanted to go to the church. We're doing this for Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And Jeremiah Crowley, one of the great musicians, is going to be with us.
He's getting paid.
He's going to be the trio. We're going to have a trio. We're going to have some something. And listen to this. I guess I could leak this. 11 minutes after 9.
Oh, boy.
Michael's going to be with me, my son.
Nice.
I tell you what. He's going to rip it up on his guitar.
Don't hand him a Zeppelin either.
Is this outside, by the way? It's an outside concert.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not going. What do I care? Have fun. Hot, humid. People walking up to you, they're going to have powdered sugar all over their face. Another guy, big sausage, a big meaty ham with a sausage and pepper sandwich. Now, I'm a big friend. He's going to stick his hand out. You're going to cringe.
No, Joe,
Mo Dixon. Like Frankie.
Do we know how you're getting there at this point?
He's going to call for directions.
I'm driving myself.
Oh, boy.
Nobody cares.
An Uber.
Nobody cares.
Have a kiss.
You know what? Help me out. I got my car in Midtown. That's the problem. So I take an Uber up, and then I take Michael home afterwards. But I should take an Uber up. That's a great idea, actually.
No, that's not
the
a good
Uber
idea.
Company. But no mush mush in the back
Forget
of the car.
Forget about that. When you can finally get your car out in Midtown, it's going to cost you $185.50. You're already losing money on the deal.
I got to
pay for the parking.
Trust me. But what I want to know is, why can I write this off with the IRS? Can I write it off?
I think you can.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's a contribution.
Sure. The government will understand.
It's a contribution. You've had to pay. Well, you're taking it as a loss, Joe, because you're paying everybody.
You know what? I hope it's outside. Those are fun concerts. It's going to be fun.
It's great.
And I'll get some good Italian food. Good Italian food on Art Avenue.
You don't need anything.
Huh?
You don't need anything.
What would I have?
Joe,
tonight?
This guy, he just gave me he's got fried Oreos. Would you like some? No.
Fried lasagna?
Lasagna, the whole thing.
So that is, what time is it, Al, the show?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? This is your event.
Could you Frank, get Bridget on the phone and ask her what time
Let us know what time Joe has to be there.
Frank. What's your knowledge about theoretical
physics? Can I tell
you,
this is like, this is like an Italian gathering. You ever get at the house, you said 5 o'clock. No, I said 7 o'clock. You said 5. I was there. You said 5 o'clock. And then, it's like an Italian gathering. No one knows anything.
Right.
It's so disorganized, but it's done with love and compassion.
You know what you got to do
tonight? And we're gonna have some fun.
Tonight,
show
up, but you got to do the Irish goodbye. Out. When you're done, you're out.
Well, you know what the thing is? It's a little late, and I got to get up.
A little?
By the time I get back from the Bronx, it's going to be like, forget about it, you know?
You're going on at 8. Why don't we take a bet? Since gambling will be legal tomorrow in New Jersey, why don't, Frank, you and I, we take a bet? He starts at 8. What's the approximate time you think Joe will leave the event tonight? If he starts at 8 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Wow. 10? You think I'll be
good? I was thinking a little later. I'm thinking about 10:20, 10:30. Right.
How do I get my car home from Jersey if I Uber up?
Good for you. You better call the GPS. Or maybe Debbie. She knows where it is. She had all the details.
Let me break down some of the news. By the way, we'll see you there. We'll have a blast. It's going to be fun. We're going to just have some great
He's
tunes.
So excited to see you all.
We're going to do it. I bet I am. And, you know, and by the way, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. That is the impetus of Joey Benefit. He loves it. Joey loves us. He loves the crowd. He loves doing what he's doing. I love it. Mm-hmm. We're going to put up all the Sinatra tunes. I'll bring my son up. We're going to play. I'll be playing the drums. I'm playing with some great musicians. It's for the church in the name of Jesus.
Right. So wait till tomorrow morning. Oh, fumes. Didn't have anything. They handed me a bag. I thought money was in there. It was Zeppelin's. I mean, really? I had to pay the band. Watch.
Yeah. No. Sometimes, last time I did a gig like this, I was like, I was out somewhere, and somebody shoved something in my hand, and it was gash.
Oh, Bridget just messaged me.
Gash.
Starts at 6.
Hey, Bridget.
6 o'clock.
Oh, man,
thank you, Bridget.
But does Joe have to be there at 6, or can he get there a little later?
I don't know. Bridget, if you're listening to this... Joe needs to know what time he needs to be there. So
I know. No, we
Bridget
have a
in Florida
sound
knows.
Check. Sound check about 5:30. Luigi told me sound check about 5:30. I'll get up there about that.
And wait a minute. So you knew what time sound check was? But you had no clue where you needed to go.
I have no idea. I have no idea where I am. They never told me where. They never.
You need a karaoke speaker in the car. Just wheel it around with a microphone.
I asked it for the GPS. You ever notice that when the people I asked for GPS, even yesterday going to Montclair State, I said I need the GPS address. I don't want to hear when you come to the front of the college, you make a left. Take a right, then you go. Who gives directions like that? But you get it all the time. Where they send you a page of directions. I want a GPS that I could punch into my computer, and that tells me exactly where to go.
I love when the GPS goes, head south. Hey, Magellan, I don't know north, south. Yeah, left, right.
Give me a compass.
I like that. Yeah. In 1,200 feet, turn right.
Right. Get the ruler out.
Why don't you put it in kilometers? Like, I'll understand it better.
My favorite direction is slight right.
Yes, right?
Okay. Yeah. What does that mean? Are you turning right?
It means cut off the driver in front of you.
It's the word.
Slight right.
And I can't lower the volume on my Waze, you know? Come up, turn right, and 15. It's like, oh, please, stop.
It's the old man Waze. Is that what it is? Hey, Piscopo, you got to turn.
They look when you were born, and they turn the volume up to make sure you can hear better. I said turn right. It repeats itself.
Go south, south.
You moron. What are you, deaf?
And for you Jersey people, there's a jug handle. Go ahead.
Oh, please, with that.
Come on. Jug handles are easy.
You don't stop. You don't stop at the jug handle. They stop at the jug handle. That's the problem with people. You come up to the handle, you don't stop. You go with the flow of the Dynaflow, as Art Carney said, Ed Norton. Yeah. You go with the flow. You ba-ba-ba-bang, you get ready. People stop. They jam. Oh, what a mess. Hey, it is 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. Mamma mia, I'm sorry. It's going to be a wild, wild night. And you're right. And then tomorrow, I'll be talking with the FBI. Watch, I'll be in. I'll be indicted.
No good deed goes unpunished.
They won't let me leave. Joe, I remember you looked at somebody the wrong way, and we'd like to investigate you now. No, and the very valiant New Jersey State Trooper is proud to be there.
You drive yourself there too.
I am driving myself there too. No one even thinks about that.
You don't need
no
a car.
One.
Why would you need a car?
I know. It's like unbelievable. They don't even think about it. It never crosses their mind. It never entered my mind. This is sad. I'm singing to Al. Yeah. This is very sad, really. Frank.
Speaking
of the FBI, I do, one of our very special listeners is temporarily in Brooklyn. That's Tommy Gioli listening to us in the MDC.
He's in jail.
No, but he's temporarily in Brooklyn as opposed to Butner because he's suing the Bureau of Prisons and he had his trial up here. But the case agent in his case, Scott Curtis, has finally retired. This guy was a horrible agent, guilty of all sorts of FBI misconduct, and good riddance, and good for you, Tommy. That he's gone.
What the hell was that?
No,
what was that?
You know, that's something I would say. The non sequitur. Just throw it in.
No,
there.
Well, you were talking about the FBI, and this is one lesser negative agent.
No, but there are so many of the young men and women of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and there's a great gal that I met over at. When I did the Petrosino affair, she was an FBI agent. The danger that they have to go through. So I am there on behalf and with respect and proud to be with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other law enforcement officials throughout the Northeast tomorrow. And then I'll tell you, one of the stellar law enforcement agencies in America, and that is the New Jersey State Troopers. There it is. Thank you. Come on. That's it. Never entered my mind. You like when I sing to you. I can tell.
I do. No mush mush. Just sing.
Once I laughed when
Tom of Tom and Janice fame. He has a car service. He'd be happy to drive you tonight.
Someone would drive me tonight.
Yes.
Maybe can he drive my car home to Jersey?
No.
That's a young Frank Sinatra.
I think he would drive his own car.
All right. Then listen, thank you. We will be in contact. I love that. And I love you for listening and being so caring. It's 19 after 9 o'clock. Listen, President Trump praises Kim Jong-un. If you watched the Sean Hannity interview yesterday, if you did not, you may want to just call that up and get that. I'm sure you could just call that up online. A great interview that Sean did with the president. The president, and I have to tell you this, and we'll go into a break, and then we want to talk to Mike Kelly from The Record and Elizabeth Bernstein from The Wall Street Journal. But, and I'm telling you this, this is, and forgive me, I always feel like I have to do a caveat or apologize if I say anything positive about the president. He was just so in control at this. He was up 25 hours talking to Sean. His eyes were clear. His focus was clear. His concentration was clear. And he's 71. He'll be 72 tomorrow,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
And happy birthday, Mr. President. But it was very inspiring me to see that. How, and why would he say the whole, he's doing 25 hours of really of negotiation. Can I just get on the plane and get out of here? He stops and he talks to his old friend, Sean Hannity. That was very impressive, the loyalty that he's shown to Sean. And knowing the formidable audience, of course, that
sure,
Sean has.
Yeah.
He hung around.
Absolutely. The guy, I don't know where he has gets the energy from. So.
I'm telling you, that will be my impetus stepping on stage tonight in the Bronx. As if he's 71, I could do it at my young age. And the House Republicans say they will push for a vote to force the Justice Department to release all remaining documents on the Trump Russia probe. That's a big story as well. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie Duhame is out there watching out for traffic. Deb, you know, Al's right, though. There's a Yankee game at 6:30.
Right.
I better get my tail to the Bronx a little early tonight.
Yeah. And you know what? I just wanted to warn you that once I was stuck on the Cross Bronx for 2.5 hours.
Oh!
In the middle of the night.
I remember you telling me
mm-hmm.
that.
All right. So just plan accordingly, you
all
know.
Right.
And
I will.
Oh, Joe, I hope you don't have to call in and do the show from the Bronx tomorrow morning. Stuck on the Cross Bronx.
Oh, my Lord. From Our Lady of Mont Carmel, Joe Piscopo live on the radio. 21 after 9, and Mike Kelly's going to join us momentarily.
Okay.
Debbie, how are we doing out there this morning on AM 970? We're the answer.
Okay, Joe, the Southern State Parkway is moving a little bit slowly west, getting out to our Peninsula Boulevard. Northern State East at the Seaford Oyster Bay. That's an accident. It's going to be stop and go for you right now as you head to the Deegan South, getting down toward the stadium. That's that construction zone to deal with over there. Westbound BQE, the Kosciuszko Bridge, they cleaned up a collision. Problems continue on 23 in Franklin Township up in Sussex County. All lanes closed. Accident with the down wires. And the southbound New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes, getting down past exit 12 into Woodbridge. Accident involving that debris spill still there. Brought to you by Compassion International. Sponsoring a child with compassion is the most effective way to end extreme child poverty. Release a child from poverty when you become a Compassion sponsor. Choose your child now at compassion.com/radio. Do your part to release a child from poverty today. Some rain today with a high in the mid-70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains that Israel is getting attacked from all sides.
There is this pattern of attack from Gaza, from Hamas, Hezbollah in the north. Israel retaliates, and it's immediately, there's filings at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Again, The Hague courtroom is not what you expect, and this was nothing like the legal system we're used to here in the United States.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale. Now's the perfect time to bring home all the colors of summer, with 40% off every one, from SW Pool Blue to SW Picnic. But just like summer, this sale won't last forever. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store June 15th through 18th and save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
9:23 with Joe Piscopo. So I got it for you. So if you're if you're a romantic like I am and you want to get engaged, listen, if you have a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, I'm just saying, anniversary, even better yet, a corporate party, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. Your gal, your guy will be so impressed. The memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event, please. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate 2 to 1,000, 2 to over 1,000 people, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan. The Franz yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit FranzTouchOfClass.com to see the full range of yachts in her fleet. Give her a call. Find out about your options. Fran will describe to you the yachts. She will describe to you the delicious cuisine, tell you about the great captain, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. And this is a great opportunity to board AM970's favorite yacht, the Atlantis. This July 4th, view the fireworks on the East River on an unforgettable dinner cruise with premium food and accommodations. Tickets are just $225. Call Francesca to learn more. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or go to FranzTouchOfClass.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Biscopo in the morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Hey, Mike Kelly is columnist for the Bergen Record. He knows everything about politics. And, Mike, we want to welcome you back to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, thanks, man. Here we go. Here we go. It's the U.S. Senate raid in New Jersey. People kept saying, Joe, you got to go in. Joe, you got to go in. It's like, what am I, the sacrificial lamb? Can you actually beat Bob Menendez despite what the polls are saying?
Joe, why didn't you jump in? Everybody expected you to.
I know, because I don't want, between you and I, Mike, no one, really, just between us, I don't want to go to Washington.
In other words, nobody's listening.
No one's listening. That's it. You know what? Why would I want to go to Washington and sit with like a bunch of 100 other guys, 99 other guys, and sit around? No. Maybe the State House, maybe in the future I would, because, you know why? Because I could stay in Jersey. It's tough to go down there and go into the swamp like that. It doesn't seem enticing to us. Although, you know, Menendez is, to the point, he is a political animal. Yes, Mike?
Menendez is a very, I don't know if I'd call him an animal, but he's an extraordinarily skilled politician. He has a lot of the skills that it takes to win. He puts together a very good team. He knows how to build coalitions. He's an extremely good speaker. He knows his issues. He does have a blind spot, as I've written about on a number of occasions, and that's what I wrote about last week. Menendez is, the issues that kind of sprung from or continue to spring from the trial that Menendez was involved with last fall, I think continue to follow him, and they will continue to follow him until he has some sort of come to Jesus moment where he explains himself and basically says, I'm sorry.
Wow. Now, Bob Hugin, I hear great things about Bob Hugin, by the way, running on the Republican side, won that primary handily. And I hear he's a very, very good guy, and he's fully funded. And is it true he's only 4 points behind Menendez in some polls?
Hard to say. You know, polls in New Jersey, Joe, are really strange. And sometimes I'm beginning to wonder if people, when they talk to pollsters, whether they lie or not. You know, Exhibit A is Donald Trump's election in 2016. We all thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, and of course that did not happen. But I mean, Bob Hugin is another talented candidate, and I've said this before that I really think that this race was really teed up perfectly for the Republicans.
Hmm.
You've got a candidate in Bob Menendez who's, and I have to be honest here, I don't think he's beloved by the Democratic Party, okay? This is not I don't think the Democrats will be sad if Bob Menendez suddenly leaves. In fact, some of them, i.e. Bob Torricelli and others,
yep,
were actually hoping he would get convicted so they could jump into the race.
No, I'm sorry, Mike, to interrupt you, but Judge Napolitano, Jersey, a brilliant Jersey guy that he is, and I were toying.
he used to represent, when he was in private practice,
yeah,
he used to represent my newspaper.
Is that right? The whole record. Well, he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. But we toyed with the idea that, and I don't know that this will happen because I don't think it's in Menendez's makeup, does the Torch make an appearance here and try to take him out in some kind of backdoor deal?
Joe, what do you think this is? Like Saturday Night Live doing a hit like a mafia scene or something?
No, isn't that Jersey politics? Isn't that the way New Jersey politics works? I could see Governor Murphy going, look, Bob, step down. I'm going to appoint Bob Torricelli because I'm telling you, Bob Menendez, you got too much baggage, and we're going to bring
That's
the tour.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That is not going to happen. First of all, Bob Torricelli is perhaps the only Democratic politician in New Jersey who's more unpopular than perhaps Chris.
Really?
He's extraordinarily unpopular. He thinks he's popular, but Bob Torricelli has always thought he was, you know, God's gift to politics. He's
oh,
not.
Boy. Oh, boy.
I like
the Torch. Come on now. No? He was the biggest fundraiser for the Democratic. Remember, he was a friend of, he was a head of the Senate fundraising committee. He'd been many years ago.
And
you're not buying any of this, Mike, are you? Okay.
Extraordinarily talented politician.
All right.
Knows how to put together a winning coalition, but with a massive blind spot when it comes to ethics. And that's why he was thrown out of the U.S. Senate.
Well, so, can a Republican still win statewide, or is the state just too blue? Oh, you think so?
No, yes. Exhibit A is Chris Christie. I mean, we're a strange state over here.
It
is trending Democratic, but there is a you know there is a tradition here of electing Republicans. I think back to Joe, the Bill Bradley Senate race in 1992, when a unknown named Christy Whitman ran against him and almost beat him. And
right.
The issue then was not Bradley's ethics or anything. Bradley was an ethical guy.
Yep.
The issue then was the Jim Florio tax hikes. And Bill Bradley refused to take a position on it. So pay attention, come the fall, not so much to Menendez's ethical baggage, but to the tax hikes that Governor Murphy wants to have passed.
Yeah.
And if those tax hikes come in, I think Menendez is going to have to take a position, and that could harm him, I think, or perhaps help him in the race. But I think that could very well be an issue.
And Senator Menendez and Bob Hugin as well, always welcome on the program. We try to give the airways to everybody. Mike Kelly, we always appreciate it. Hey, by the way, before we let you go, Mike, did you ever interview Anthony Bourdain? Because he was a Jersey guy.
You know, I never did, and I really wanted to, Joe. In fact, our magazine, 201 Magazine, did one of the last interviews with him a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I told the editor of the magazine, I said, gee, I would have loved to do that because I'm a huge fan of that show. I used to, you know, it's Sunday night, I'm just kicking back.
I love to watch it. Right.
And it was, and I just thought Bourdain had a unique interviewing style. You know, I study these kinds of things. I think he had a very, very wonderful way of what I would call street reporting. He would just, you know, the way he would engage people in conversation. I thought he was an immensely talented man.
Yeah.
So sad that he took his own life.
Yeah.
You know?
Mike Kelly, always appreciate it. Please come back soon, Mike. Mike is the columnist for the Bergen Record. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Take care. Huh?
Okay, Mike Kelly right there. Piscopo in the Morning. You don't want to miss Elizabeth Bernstein coming up, talking about Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. Elizabeth is a great reporter for the Wall Street Journal. She wrote this great article about depression, and we'll be addressing that with our friend Elizabeth Bernstein coming up shortly. Right now, Big Al Gattulo standing by at 9:32 with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
65 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Almost 41 years after the movie Saturday Night Fever debuted, the movie stars John Travolta being honored in Brooklyn. Travolta, wearing his iconic white suit jacket and a black button-down shirt, thanked the crowd who showed up in front of Lenny's Pizzeria on 86th Street in Bensonhurst yesterday. Travolta danced a little bit to the song Stayin' Alive, struck his famous disco pose from the movie, ate a double slice of pizza and blew kisses to the crowd. He also promoted his new movie, Gotti, which opens on Friday. A fierce dust storm on Mars is keeping NASA's Opportunity rover from doing its job and could end its life. NASA engineers are waiting to see whether the rover will survive the storm and still function after the dust dies down. The dust storm that hit earlier this month is blotting out sunlight and cutting off the rover's ability to generate power. If the rover has to use its battery reserves too long, it might not be able to communicate with engineers on Earth. Opportunity has been exploring Mars and sending back pictures and information for more than 14 years. In sports, CC Sabathia, three relievers combining on a five-hitter. Yankees shut out the Nationals 3-0. The Bombers have won five of their last six. The Mets lost to the Braves in Atlanta by the final of 8-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, that problem continuing here on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike southbound truck lanes getting down past exit 12 into Woodbridge. Right lane and shoulder still blocked. Accident involving that overturned tractor trailer just being clear, but it looks like traffic is still very tough through that stretch. 287 northbound exit 12 getting up toward Franklin Township. That's an accident to deal with. And watch out for some slowdowns as you head over to the Deegan South. Still very busy getting down toward the stadium. Westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. They're just cleaning up an accident there. Northern State eastbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay. It's an accident being cleaned up as well. So do watch out for some stop and go traffic. Brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, their grief is unique. But you are not alone. MAD is here to help. Call their 24-hour victim helpline, 877-MAD-HELP, or visit MAD.org. That's MADD.org. Some showers today with a high in the mid-70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com's deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, we're back on the air. Why don't we have the cameras on today? Today's the day we need them on.
Al got me these great Ronald Reagan socks, and it's like socks Ronald Reagan. So I'm trying to. I put my foot on the board here, and then I took a picture with Al in the background. I said, Al, let me take a picture of my great Ronald Reagan socks. You got me with AM 970 in the background. Yeah. I go. But the president was like upside down because I put my foot up, so the president was on upside down. I said, I don't want to be disrespectful.
I have a headache.
And he goes, I don't want to be disrespectful to Ronald Reagan. And Al goes, you're wearing them on your feet.
I mean, what's the difference? Who cares? I mean,
this is
the morning the camera
should be. You got the guy on your on your ankles. What?
Right.
I proudly wear my Ronald Reagan socks.
Well, thank you.
I'm wearing them. And I'll tweet that out, as goofy as that is, with respect to the Gipper. Hey, Dino and Harry's, we are all going. We invite you to do the same. You're going to love the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. You know, Frankie always gets fish there. You ever notice he always gets fish? That's great.
Yeah.
But that's beautiful. He gets the sea bass, chili and sea bass, what he gets. Dino and Harry's.
Yep.
What did you get?
I get a steak.
You get something big.
It's a steakhouse. Yeah, why wouldn't I get a steak?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's
me
like
too.
Going to a steakhouse and going, I'll have the capers. I mean,
but
really?
When I go there, baked potato, the butterfly, the filet mignon, and the asparagus that they make with no butter.
Burn it, which is just so disrespectful.
You see, you know what's great about Dino and Harry's?
Yeah.
I can say, well done, please. And the chef will chuckle and they'll say, sure, it's for Joe.
Just
he
give
likes
me a charcoal
it well done.
Brisket.
You know, just like that. Right. And what is the bacon appetizer that you
I don't
have
remember
there?
The name of it, but it is these three enormous slabs of bacon.
Oh.
that like has some maple syrup concoction on it. It is just ridiculous. It is a vein tightener for sure.
And what would make you have a mojito at Dino and Harry's?
Because the bartender, first of all, all the bartenders, they make a fantastic mojito. And it's very difficult. Yeah. It's a simple drink, the mojito, but it has to be done.
What's in a mojito?
Rum,
okay,
club soda,
a
little bit of simple syrup. Lime and mint, fresh mint.
I'd be on the floor. I'd be on the floor.
You got to make it the right way. It's got to be a little sweet with a little bit of that rum in there. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Remember, I took Brianna to Dino and Harry's.
I remember that.
Really? Oh my god! Taking pictures of socks. Lost assistant. All these assistants, they get lost.
Frank
in
Glass.
The woods.
You ever know our producer left? Morano took
he's
off.
Gone.
He's on his way.
Here,
oh, there you go. There you go. I thought you left for the Bronx already.
He's having a martini.
Make sure I get there. He's having a martini already. They text me.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey, Dino and Harry's, by the way, talk about great martinis. You can have that beautiful hand-carved cherry wood bar. The ambiance of Dino and Harry's is what I love. It is beautiful over there. With these floor-to-ceiling vaulted windows, it's spectacular. It's right there in Hoboken on 14th Street. Everybody goes to Dino and Harry's, the number one steakhouse in all New Jersey. We invite you to call 201-659-6202, 201-659-6202, or just go to dinoandharrys.com. Check out the menu and make reservations, and you tell them that pal Joey told you to call.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
That was an entrance like I've never seen. Elizabeth Berger, I didn't
ever.
know. No, that was the best timing ever. I'm going back with Al. I have my notes in front of me. Elizabeth Bernstein, reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And it says, and I see Frankie going, thanks for coming in, Elizabeth. And I'm going to myself, Elizabeth. And I turn around and there, lo and behold, in person, Elizabeth. I am a huge fan.
Oh, well, thank you.
You are a great journalist.
Thanks for having me.
You are
I appreciate it.
A great journalist. And thank you for coming in. Did Frankie like bribe you or something to come in?
He begged.
I'm going to put the mic right
down.
There you go.
Are
you okay?
No, I'm so happy to be here. I always talk to you on the phone. Yeah. I'm really honored to be here. So thank you.
Hey, Elizabeth, where do you live in? And you live down
in Miami? I live in Miami.
Yeah. That's okay, Miami. I mean, it's like.
It's okay.
I know. It's like, you don't seem like a Miami gal.
No, it's a great city. Yeah. I love it. It's a little hard socially.
Yeah.
It's just a tough city. But it's a great city. I work from home, from down there. So that's why I come back up here, come in the newsroom.
Yeah.
It's nice
Wall Street Journal. Look at you, Wall Street Journal. I mean, come on.
Thank you.
How proud is your family? Come on now.
My dad tries to brag a little.
He brings around a little card. Does he bring your cards around?
Well, it drives my sister's nuts because they're both doctors.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, your family did good, girl. Your family.
You
told me where you were brought up. I apologize.
Chicago.
Oh, great town.
Good Midwest roots.
I love that. Yeah, it's still great. Do you go back?
Yeah. Have you been there? You have.
That's one of my all-time favorite cities. I spent more time in Chicago. I don't know how, but I always did a show there.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve shows there. The clubs, Rush Street.
It seems right up your alley.
Yeah, it is such a great, great town. The old man, Frank Sinatra, loves Chicago.
Yeah.
He said, just rip it up there.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming in, because this whole Anthony Bourdain thing is very upsetting, because everybody loved Anthony Bourdain. Then Kate Spade. And then I saw your article about depression.
Heartbreaking.
So what is it? Was that the impetus to write the article?
I had it in my mind. And then, you know, I try to write about depression a lot, really, because it's very intractable, very hard to identify, as we saw, very hard to treat.
Yeah.
And so anytime I see new research on it, I try to, like, put it out there in my column so people can help them. People can help themselves. They can talk to their doctors about it. So that's really, you know, continually trying to write about it, because as we saw, it's heartbreaking when it goes wrong.
And I don't understand it, because I'm ridiculously positive to a point. Even if something's really ridiculously bad, I always, and that's a problem too. We always think it's too positive, but I always try to take the positive. But then I heard Bruce Springsteen wrote in his book, he went through depression.
Bruce Springsteen,
most positive, toughest, most positive rock and roll show ever.
Yeah.
So what's the red flags of it when you see, like, for example, a kid, for example?
Well, it's very interesting. It starts to come up in teenage years often. And it's very interesting because it can be different. It can present differently in men and women. So women will cry a lot. Everybody withdraws. So in isolation, when somebody's withdrawing, when they're deeply sad, women will cry a lot. Men will get angry. Men aren't really criers. So very often it will come out as anger and, again, as isolation. They're really tough things. This feeling of there's no hope. That's really a marker.
Anger, grumpy.
grumpy, controlling, sad, crying. Mm. Yeah,
you're describing
that.
Al Gattulo. You understand?
It's not nice, you know. It's not nice. I'm not that angry.
It's depression.
Not that angry. And I'm not depressed. I beat cancer.
He's going to get mad now.
I am going to get mad.
He's a survivor.
That's right.
And well, the amazing thing about your column is that it focuses not on drugs or clinical studies, but it focuses on language. That, and I saw the key words that you put in your article. What language should we look for someone who we think might be depressed?
So first thing is, people who are depressed start thinking only about themselves. They get very internally focused. So they're using the pronoun I all the time. Oh. I, me, myself. And you can see it in their writing. If they keep a journal, if you're writing emails, texts, yeah, anything. But also just in their speech. I.
Yeah, that's...
You're just thinking about yourself. You're not thinking, oh, you know, that's it's a beautiful day. You're thinking, oh, I don't feel well.
Yeah, but then how do we know that it goes to suicide? My goodness gracious. I got Anthony Bourdain. This guy's got the world in the palm of his hand.
It's just, the problem is they don't know what's going to tip somebody over. There's a lot of thought. I was talking to a doctor yesterday. There's some thought that even it's just a really, they may have struggled for many, many years. He may have struggled. He could have struggled for decades, but one really bad day got him.
And you know what gets me is there's the time and the effort. Robin Williams, again, a friend, one of the greats of our time, to take the time. I mean, because it takes time to, and not to be graphic this early in the morning, but the robe of the robe, you know, thing, the entire
the belt,
and puts it around his neck. Like what?
It's really heartbreaking. And people try, families try, friends try, the people who are ill try. You try so hard, and then it fails. And so that's why I think thinking about the ways, identifying it, try to thinking about why I am sick, but also getting help. You've got to keep pushing people to get help. That's another marker of depression. Don't want to get help. Don't want to take medicine.
You're saying no drugs. Drugs just make it worse, you think?
Think many people do need drugs.
You really do need the drugs.
I think drugs helped a lot of people. Yeah, they do help a lot of people. Sometimes, you know, you need more than that. Sometimes it doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah.
But I would never, you know, if a doctor's saying, here's some medicine, you need to try it if you're sick.
Yeah, if you can. How did you research this? It just by in Miami and all over the country talking to doctors over?
Yeah, I'm on the phone a lot. And so I see a lot of the research that comes to me. I see all the research. And so I saw this new research. Another marker in my column is that people use words that are called absolute words. And
what was that?
So when you're depressed, you see the world in very black and white terms. So you're saying, it must be this way. This always happens to me. I never get the job. Like, you're telling yourself pretty concrete negative things.
Wow.
It's negative language too. And so that's another big marker. And if you can switch that, so if you're feeling down, even if you're not clinically depressed, but if you're feeling down and you're running around telling yourself, I never get the job, I never get the girl, my life is always bad, why don't you switch it and make it, you know, a little bit more broad? You know, sometimes I get the job, sometimes I get the girl.
That
helps a lot.
We got to check it out, Elizabeth Bernstein. You can check out wallstreetjournal.com. I like that when I start to read your column and then they go, subscribe now. They always get you.
We're going to get you. Come on, we're all about the money.
I go, wait, I want to find out. And then you end up joining Wall Street Journal, which is not a bad thing, Elizabeth Bernstein. But you can Google Elizabeth Bernstein to find out. And then you also had a great column that Frankie had me refer to about keeping secrets. This is great. What are the major secrets that friends generally ask other friends to keep?
A big one, the classic one, is keeping someone else's secret is, hey, I'm having an affair.
Whoa!
You know, it's a big classic one. And there's health secrets. You know, I'm sick, don't tell anybody, I don't want to worry people, or I don't want their advice.
And then we're looking around the guys, and then we're all looking at each other, too. We have no secrets on the show.
I see all these looks going across the room here.
Right.
We are so upfront and honest. I have no secrets at all.
So we can talk about it right now?
Yes, we can talk about everything. So with the affair thing, that's it, you know? And then, you know what's really funny? What happened to me? Forgive me. We're very intimately honest and organically honest to a fault in the show. And my ex-wife says, you know, you know they're having an affair. You know who it is. And then when they tell you, it's like, well, it's so and so, and then you're like, really, like really.
Everybody knows.
Everybody
knows.
Exactly. What's the secret about that? But once if you tell one person the secret, it's done. It's not a secret anymore.
No, well, what I wrote about is like when you learn someone else's secret, then it becomes your secret too. So then you have this responsibility for someone else's secret you might not want.
Yeah.
You know, you might. So if you learn about that affair, you might want to tell the spouse. Maybe you're friends with both people.
How do you do that?
What do you do? You want to tell? Maybe you know someone's having an affair. You want to tell the spouse.
You see somebody with somebody.
Yeah, and you feel like, gosh, like, I don't know, that's my best bud's wife.
I know. Sometimes, you know, if somebody says, don't say anything, I don't say anything. I keep quiet. It's Italian thing. I keep my mouth shut.
Good way to do it.
Sometimes I don't even go there. So now, how do you decide whether to keep a secret or not exactly?
You really have to weigh the cost-benefit, right? Am I going to lose this friendship? Am I going to hurt this person whose secret it is? Or are more people being hurt? You might even ask the person, like, look, I have to tell you. I'm going to have to tell somebody.
Yeah. Elizabeth, great stuff. You have a degree in psychology?
No.
Do you? No?
Journalism.
Journalism. Where'd you go to school? In Chicago?
I went to Indiana undergrad, and I went to Columbia.
God bless. No wonder. You're a brilliant young lady.
Well,
it's great stuff, but I love your whole attack on the human psyche. It really is fascinating.
It fascinates me.
It does, right?
Yeah.
What's your next article?
You think about it a lot, too.
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I worry about everything. I second guess everything. I lead with my heart. That's the problem.
Well, those are the best people.
Huh? You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
My people come from Naples, man, and we just get crushed because you lead with your heart. You go, here's my heart. Stomp on it. Crush. You know, break
that's
it.
That's why we identify, Joe.
Maybe.
That's why we're friends.
What's the next article about?
Oh, I can't tell you. I don't want anybody to scoop me.
All right. That's it. Good. That's very, very good. That's a secret.
And also, I just don't know.
We'll go to the Wall Street Journal and we'll subscribe because we have to. Elizabeth Bernstein, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you back in. You're hanging at Columbia. You're going back to the neighborhood for a little bit.
I'm going to see some friends. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, good. We are so privileged to have you on the show. Thank you.
I'm privileged to be here.
Wall Street Journal's finest, right there. Elizabeth Bernstein with Piscopo in the morning, 10 before 10. Debbie, any secrets you want to?
We're not supposed to. Well. She said the number one is about an affair, right?
Well, are you trying to tell us something?
No, I'm not saying anything.
Now we got time.
Listen,
swinging his finger. Let's go. We got to go. Now we're going to Debbie's secrets. We got all the time.
I'm kidding.
I listen to all you guys that whole 6 o'clock hour every single day. I hear everything.
Oh, boy.
That's great.
Professional.
We're
bringing a priest in. Father Jonathan's coming in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm going to have a confession. Bless me, Father. For I have sinned. Oh, my Lord. Debbie, how we doing? It's almost 10 o'clock, 10 before Mike Gallagher, and Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Shh, don't tell anybody the secret, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now on the southbound New Jersey Turnpike. It's still really messy. This is no secret at all. It's a big mess here on the New Jersey Turnpike. Southbound truck lanes heading down past exit 12 into Woodbridge. It's an accident involving an overturned garbage truck, and it's a debris spill is still out here. It's been out there all morning. Right lane and shoulder blocked in the truck lanes. Watch out for slowdowns as well over on northbound 287 exit 12 getting into Franklin Township. That's an accident as well. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you over on Route 23 up in Franklin, getting up through Sussex County. It looks like they're just cleaning up a crash. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel 15 in both directions. Holland still 20 minutes into town. And watch for delays right now on the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. An accident was just cleaned up out of the way, but watch for slowdowns. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Fruits and vegetables in a capsule? Really? Over 10 servings of 31 different, 100% pure fruits and veggies every day. No fillers, no additives. In vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving? Do you want to know more? Tune in this Sunday at 4 p.m. for the Balance of Nature show. Everything you need to know in a capsule. That's this Sunday at 4 p.m. Get your family and friends together because you don't want to miss this one. That's this Sunday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Got it. Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's Face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds will limit sunshine today. It'll become much more humid. A couple of showers will cross the area. Even a thunderstorm in spots this afternoon. The high today, 77. Mostly cloudy and muggy early tonight with a shower or thunderstorm. Then clearing late tonight, low 68 at Midtown, 60 to 64 in the northern and western suburbs. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy and warm but less humid, high 82. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy and gorgeous, high 78. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg, 954 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. If you have problems sleeping, you got to get a MyPillow. You know, my schedule's so nuts. And even late night, as I went tried to sleep last night, but when I try, if I have a MyPillow, I go out like a light. I'm telling you, it's so great. I don't know how Mike Lindell, how he does it. He has this patented fill that actually forms to your exact individual needs, right? So this is what I love telling you. Mike's a great guy, as you know, and he loves you for listening to AM 970. So he has this offer just for you, 50% off of the MyPillow 4-pack, 50% off. And that includes two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get a 10-year warranty plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's the number for that deal, and you got to use the promo code AM970, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. You'll get Mike Lindell's special offer for you listening exclusively to AM970. 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack, which includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Also, if you're driving, please be careful and just remember this, if you would, MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Yeah. All right. Jersey Joe on the radio. What do you got, Albert? What do you
name
got?
Name the artist.
Huh?
Name the artist.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Oh, you know, will you stop with that? Will you tell him? This is so childish. This is what, if you live without, what's the artist? I have no idea. Not what? No, this is better yet. Not only do I have no idea, I could care less. I could care less. I have
exactly
no
what
interest
you did
in
to
it.
That, that's exactly what you did to that musician when he came up to you at Saturday Night Live.
It's Huey Lewis right there?
Yes.
No wonder.
I didn't recognize him. Well, I didn't know.
That's a lot funnier now.
What's the name of the song?
This is Couple Days Off.
Couple Days Off. Couple Days Off, yeah. Well, is he okay, Huey?
Got no hearing. So he can't tour. Can he cancel the tour.
Well, can he...
He lost his hearing.
Oh, did we gone?
I guess temporarily, whatever.
Why do I feel guilty? I feel
guilty.
Put
the Malocchio on him back in 1983.
I said to him.
Delayed.
Huey Lewis came over to me at Saturday Night Live, and I loved him. And he came over. I was in the middle of my angst and my fear and my preparation in Studio 8H because we had a show in a matter of hours. I tap on my shoulder, and I turn around, and I hear a guy say, "Hey, Joe, Huey Lewis, I'm a big fan." And I went, "Yeah, great." Yeah, and I went right back to where I was going. I blew off. Now he's deaf, and I feel totally responsible for it.
He gave it to him, and then
no,
you know.
No, I'm sure he'll be
three
fine.
Ways.
But he's a great, he's a great artist. Hey, can we talk quickly about and Elizabeth joins John Travolta? This guy's a great guy. When I met Travolta at the National Italian American Foundation many, many years ago, he was just such a warm guy, always friendly, and he came in, on behalf of the Italian-Americans down in Washington, D.C., of course, and he's always, always a rock star. Jersey guy, Englewood, New Jersey. You, that picture of you and your significant other, Frankie Five Boroughs, that's the best picture of you I've seen with the great Travolta. He was warm.
Yeah, I think I have kind of a dopey look on my face, but they both look good. But, yeah, I have to say, so I met him Sunday afternoon at the post-screening party for the new Gotti film, which is great. I recommend it. It's out
opens
tomorrow.
On Friday. Okay.
Yeah, and he could not have been nicer. And Kelly Preston, his wife, was delightful.
They've been married a long time, huh?
I mean, by Hollywood standards, it's five lifetimes.
Wow.
You know, so
he was in Brooklyn yesterday.
He was in Brooklyn yesterday. Got honored by Senator Marty Golden. He was out there.
Marty. He was with Marty. That's great.
With William DeMeo, who's also a great guy.
Great, I think.
John Gotti was out there with them as well. So best of luck to the new film.
And yeah, we love John Travolta. We're, no, but 99.9% of Italian Americans have nothing to do with organized crime. I just have to put that. I have a disclaimer. You know, always put a disclaimer. Hey, and don't forget now. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, somewhere in the Bronx. Oh. If you go to Arthur Avenue.
What a night you're going to have.
You can't wait till tomorrow. You don't want to miss
John,
tomorrow.
Hi, John, big fan. What is Eppley? How you doing? That was great.
But I'm going to heaven. But I'm going to heaven.
Oh, yes,
praise
you are.
Jesus, I'm going to heaven. I'm at Arthur Avenue. Bless in the Bronx. Child. I have no idea where I'm going, how I'm going to get there.
Putting that cross behind
you. No, yeah. But listen, it's for a good cause, and I will be on stage tonight sometime after 6 this evening, and we're going to have a great time. Elizabeth, thank you. Frankie, thank you. Al, thank you. Debbie, we love you. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.